Time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, there's hardly anyone who couldn't use a lottery windfall these days, and it's always interesting to see how people go about picking their numbers. For example, you wouldn't think that 666 and all of its satanic association would be a hugely popular choice for people looking to get lucky, but lottery officials in North Carolina said that yesterday's winning numbers resulted in a much higher than average pick number of winners. They say over 5,600 people correctly picked 666 in the pick three drawing, netting each winner either $250 or $500. Lottery officials say the combinations of the same three numbers, known as trips, are some of the most popular sets of numbers played, though they made sure to note that no matter what numbers you pick, your odds of winning are still the same. It's 1 in 1,000.
5,600 people.
Yes.
Picked the number 666?
Right. Yes.
And won.
Right.
Wow.
And probably not the first time they've picked 666,
probably
right?
Not.
Yeah, but that,
wow,
again, seems odd. You know, that, you know, I could see, you know, 777. Seven's considered lucky.
Sure.
Right? There are a lot of other lucky numbers out there. 666, not considered a lucky number by almost anyone.
Right.
So it's kind of strange. It would be almost like doing like 1313 or something like that, you know? Just doesn't seem like something you'd want to pick if you want to win a bunch of money.
Yeah. I guess I'm not surprised that people pick 666 just because, I don't know, you want to roll the dice with evil or the devil whatever.
Yeah.
But to think that it might be lucky is another thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange.
Well, congratulations to
them. Well, they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, I guess so. And we have another bear controversy, Gordon, at a zoo in China. You might remember the story we told you about last summer when video surfaced of a bear standing up on its hind legs and waving to zoo patrons. The bear's very human-like mannerisms had people all over the world accusing the zoo of fraud, though the facility insisted that the bear was real, and other zoos from around the world posted videos of their own bears as proof. Flash forward to this week, and a different zoo in China has sparked all-out pandemonium after they dressed dogs as pandas because they didn't have any real pandas to put on display. The fake pandas unveiled last week were actually chow chow dogs native to northern China. Zoo officials reportedly trimmed their mane and dyed their faces black to look like China's iconic bamboo-eating pandas. Then they put the so-called panda dogs on display in an enclosure attracting throngs of people. When asked why they dressed dogs as pandas, the zoo didn't hide anything, saying, plainly, there are no panda bears at the zoo, and we wanted to do this as a result. Reaction was mixed on social media, with some accusing the zoo of animal cruelty, and others remarking how cute the pups impersonating the bears are.
What is this approach?
I don't know.
It's like, if you have a safari and there are elephants and you just don't have any elephants at the time, you can just substitute like a dachshund and throw an elephant costume on it.
Why not?
Yeah,
put
we don't have any elephants.
Trunk on it, sure, yeah.
We don't have any elephants right now, but here's a dachshund dressed as an elephant.
Sure, I guess so.
It's like the old zoo switcheroo something. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They seem to be, for whatever reason, playing fast and loose with the rules in zoos in China for whatever the reason.
Yeah, it was crazy, by the way, to hear you use the word controversy in China in the same sentence.
Doesn't happen often.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Mike.